Title: Blend an air horn hit for rewind-worthy drops in Ableton Live 12 for Jungle Old School DNB Vibes Intermediate. Alright, let's build an air horn that actually feels like a real drop signal. Not the meme horn sitting on top of the track, I mean the kind that makes the room react. That DJ might actually pull it back energy. This is intermediate, so I'm assuming you already have a break rolling and a bassline happening. We're going to blend the horn into the track like it belongs there. Tight transient, controlled tone, a bit of rave grit, some classic space, and smart placement so it doesn't bully the snare or the sub. Set your project to 172 BPM. That's a sweet spot for jungle and old school DNB, where the breaks feel urgent but not rushed. Now, make sure you've got three things playing in a loop. First, your break. Amen, think, hot pants, whatever your flavor is. Second, your sub or bass line. Third, we're going to add a horn sample on a new audio track. Name the track AIR Horn. Quick coach note before we touch any processing, audition a couple different horn samples while the drop is playing. Don't solo the horn and pick it in isolation. Pick the horn that naturally sits above the snare crack without you needing to do extreme EQ surgery. That one decision saves you a ton of work. Now place the horn like it's an arrangement tool, not just a sound. You've got three classic placements. Option A. The horn hits exactly on the first downbeat of the drop, like bar 17 beat 1. Option B. The horn hits an eighth note before the drop as a pickup. That's a classic hype cue. Option C. You put it on a switch up, like when the bass pattern changes around bar 33. Whichever one you pick, zoom in and line up the transient. If the horn starts late by even a few milliseconds, it stops feeling commanding and starts feeling sloppy. Now click the horn clip and go to clip view. Turn warp on. Set warp mode to beats. Preserve at 1/16 to keep it snappy. If it starts sounding too choppy, try 1/8. Add a tiny fade in, like 1 to 3 milliseconds, just to avoid clicks. And if your horn ends abruptly and clicks on the way out, add a short fade out too, maybe 10 to 30 milliseconds. And very important, gain staging. Pull the clip gain down so you've got headroom before you start saturating. Aim for peaks around -12 to -6 dBFS on that horn track before processing. We want impact, but we don't want to fight clipping the whole way. One more sneaky trick here. In clip view, nudge the start marker forward just a hair and listen for the most aggressive bark of the horn. Often the best hit isn't right at the very beginning of the file. Finding the punchiest partial can make it hit harder without adding any extra distortion. Cool. Now we build the core processing chain using stock Ableton devices. First device, EQ8. We're going to carve space like a mix engineer, because horns love to bring junk in the low end that you do not need. Put a high-pass filter around 150 to 250 Hz. Use a steep slope, like 24 dB per octave. The goal is simple. The horn should never mess with your sub weight. Next, hunt harshness. The ice pick zone is often somewhere around 2.5 to 5.5 kHz. Add a bell and dip it by 2 to 5 dB, with a cue around 2 to 4. Don't overdo it. You're not trying to make it dull. You're just removing the stab. If the horn is getting lost behind the break, add a small presence bump around 1 to 2 kHz. 1 to 3 dB is plenty. And here's a more advanced coach move. If the horn is mostly fine but occasionally spikes and hurts, don't just keep dipping EQ until it's lifeless. Instead, use a dynamic style approach. You can do it with multiband dynamics, or even a compressor trick. The idea is, only clamp the harsh moments. A simple way is, after EQ8, add a compressor and set it lightly so it grabs those spiky parts. You're basically making the harshness behave without removing the brightness completely. Next device. Saturator. Set it to analog clip. Turn soft clip on. Drive somewhere between +3 and +8 dB. Now, do not get fooled by loudness. This is big. Level match. Toggle the saturator on and off and adjust the output so the processed horn is roughly the same peak level as the dry horn. Ableton Live 12 meters make this easy. If it only sounds better because it's louder, that's not better, that's just louder. Next device. Glue compressor. This is to make the horn feel like one solid hit, not a pokey sample pasted into your track. Set attack to 10 milliseconds so the transient can still punch through. Release on auto or try 0.1 to 0.3 seconds. Ratio 2:1. Lower the threshold until you see about 1 to 3 dB of gain reduction on the loudest peak. Leave makeup off and set the output yourself. Now we shape the transient. Ableton doesn't have a dedicated transient shaper stock, but drum bus basically wins here. Add drum bus. Set drive around 2 to 6. Turn the transients up, somewhere between +10 and +30. This is that thwack control the part that makes it feel like a cue point marker. Turn boom off. Horns don't need extra low end. If it gets fizzy, use damp to tame the top. At this point you should have a horn that's punchier and more solid, but still needs to feel wide and exciting. So next, utility. Set width to about 120-160%. Turn on bass mono, and set it around 150-250 Hz. Here's the reality check. You must mono check this sound. Put another utility at the very end of the chain, and use it as a mono button. Literally toggle mono and listen. If your horn collapses into a thin whistle in mono, you went too far on width, or you're getting facey stereo from somewhere. Back off the width and, if you still want spread, get it from your reverb and echo returns instead of the dry horn. Now let's give it space, but in an old school way, not a huge modern EDM wash. Create a return track called Horn Verb. Put hybrid reverb on that return. Choose plate or room. Decay around 0.6 to 1.2 seconds. Pre-delay 15 to 35 milliseconds, so the horn stays punchy up front. Low cut around 250 to 400 Hz. High cut around 7 to 10 kHz to keep the reverb darker and more tape pack. On the return, set wet to 100%. Now send your horn to it. Start around minus 18 dB to minus 10 dB on the send, and adjust in context with the full mix playing. Optional but extremely authentic jungle trick. Put echo before the reverb on the return. Set echo to 1/8 or 1/4. Feedback 10 to 25%. Filter it. Low cut around 300 Hz and high cut around 6 to 8 kHz. Now your horn gets that throne. Sampled from a reset vibe without washing the main hit. If you want to take it even further, make a second return later called horn throw with echo, a gentle saturator, then a short dark reverb, and automate the send only on key moments like the end of an 8 or 16 bar phrase. That automation is how you get the DJ did something feeling. Now we sidechain, because this is where a lot of people mess up. If the horn steps on the snare, your drop loses authority. In DNB, the snare is the law. Add a compressor at the end of your horn chain. Turn on sidechain. Set the input to your snare track, or your drum bus if you want it to react to the whole kit. Ratio 3:1. Attack 2 to 10 milliseconds. Release 80 to 200 milliseconds. Lower threshold until the horn ducks about 1 to 4 dB when the snare hits. Now the horn stays present, but it yields to the snare crack. That's the difference between loud and professional. Next, we turn this into a reusable rack, so you can drop it into any project and be ready in seconds. Select the effects on your horn track and group them into an Audino effect rack. Create macros with these roles. Thump. Map it to the EQ8 high pass frequency, like 150 to 300 Hz. This controls how thick the horn feels versus how clean it stays. Bite. Map to a presence gain around 1 to 2 kHz, or map it to saturator drive if you want bite to mean aggression. Dirt. Map to saturator drive and optionally drum bus drive as well, so one knob gives you more grime. Snap. Map to drum bus transients. Width. Map to utility width. Tail. Map to the send mount going to horn verb. Duck. Map to the sidechain compressor threshold. And take care here, because mapping threshold can feel inverted. The goal is, higher duck equals more ducking. So set the range so it behaves musically. Save the rack to your user library as DNB Air Horn Rewind Rack. Now let's talk about arrangement moves. Because the horn sound can be perfect, but if you place it wrong, it won't trigger that rewind instinct. Move 1. The drop stamp. Put the horn on the downbeat of the drop, right before it. Cut almost everything for a quarter note. Even just that tiny moment of silence makes the horn feel like an event. Then slam into full break and bass. Move 2. The fake out plus horn. One bar before the drop. Remove kick or sub. Do a quick low pass sweep on the drum group, so it feels like the energy is being pulled back. Then hit the horn an eighth note before the drop, and release everything on the downbeat. Move 3. Call and response. Place the horn at the end of a 4-bar phrase, like bar 20, 24, 28. Alternate it with a vocal hey or a toaster stab, and keep it occasional. The horn is seasoning, not the main dish. If it fires every 2 bars, it stops feeling special. A few protone variations if you want darker or heavier. Try pitching the horn down 1 to 3 semitones. If it gets woolly, tighten with EQ and keep the high pass doing its job. Or do parallel distortion. Duplicate the horn. Smash the duplicate with heavy saturator drive, drum bus, maybe a tiny bit of redux, then low pass around 6 to 8 kHz. Blend it quietly until it's felt more than heard. You can also automate an auto-filter low pass opening from around 2 to 4 kHz up to 10 to 14 kHz over about half a bar into the drop for menace, and movement, and if you want that gated old rave tail, put a gate after the reverb on the return and set it so the tail chops fast. One more psychological trick for pre-drop hype, the inhalation. Duplicate the horn clip, reverse it, fade it in over half a bar into the drop, and low pass it heavily so it's more like suction than a readable horn. Then the forward horn hits on the drop. That contrast gets people every time. Before we wrap, common mistakes to avoid. Don't make it too loud. The horn should sit above the mix, but it shouldn't nuke it. Keep headroom. Don't skip the high pass. Low junk ruins sub weight. Don't use a huge reverb tail. 3 to 6 seconds will smear your break edits and weaken the drop. Don't overwiden. If it disappears in mono, it's not club safe, and don't overuse it. One strong horn can do more than 10 random horns. Now a quick 15-minute practice so you actually lock this in. Build the rock on one horn sample. Make 2 16-bar drop sections. In drop A, horn only on the downbeat. In drop B, horn is an 8th note pickup before the drop, plus one quieter horn later like bar 25. Freeze and flatten, then is slash B them. Ask yourself, which one is more rewindable? Does the snare still dominate, and does the sob stay clean?